Good Saturday morning. Thanks for listening to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm pleased to have with us in the studio this morning from the Salvation Army, Miss Major Star Branscombe.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Have you recovered from yesterday? We had a big time yesterday.
Oh, wasn't that a wonderful day? We had so many come out and support us, and all the proceeds for that will go in our Red Kettle campaign to help the community.
The official Red Kettle cook-off was held yesterday at the Salvation Army. Appreciate everyone who came out and purchased tickets and sampled all the wonderful food that we had going on there. Of course, like Major said, all the proceeds go to support the Salvation Army. I know that some of us diehard Cowboy fans think mm-hmm. that the Red Kettles don't start until the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving,
right.
But it's officially Red Kettle season.
We are here.
We're here. We're here. And you guys still need people to help ring the bell.
Yes, we do. Volunteers are greatly needed, and volunteers, because then that's more money that we can put aside for the community without having to pay somebody to go ring the bell.
You can register to ring at a very simple website called registertoring.com, and just go and select your zip code, and then they'll show you the hours and times that are available. Looking for all kinds of different volunteers. If you belong to a civic organization or a club, church group, your Boy Scouts need volunteer hours, whoever it may be, the Salvation Army is always looking for volunteers this time of year to help support the Red Kettle program. Major, what is the goal this year? Do you have a big number that you're looking to achieve?
Well, our dream is 110,000, and that would be wonderful if we can raise that 110,000 through our Red Kettle campaign.
How many families? And I know you, there's so many you help, but like, how many families in our community are looking to the Salvation Army for help this holiday season?
We are expecting 150 families to come and seek help, which that would easily represent 300 plus children. So that's what we're trying to provide for.
Mm-hmm. Of course, all the proceeds from the Red Kettle program go to help support the Angel Tree program.
Yes.
Are the angels out? Can we get an angel right now?
The angels are not out until the week before Thanksgiving at all local stores, except Walmart will be the day after Thanksgiving.
Are you worried that this is that year to where mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is late, and so
yes.
there's not as many Saturdays and shopping
yeah.
weekends between Thanksgiving and Christmas? Does that put a stress on the Salvation Army?
It's stressing me out. I'm looking at my calendar and I'm thinking, oh.
It's stressing me out, but and I only have one child.
It's going to happen. We have faith that it'll happen because the people in this community are very giving.
This community's always come out and supported the Salvation Army during this time of year tremendously. I know that we've had the opportunity to speak with other captains who've been stationed here in our area. You and your husband, Major Ernie Branscombe, you're from Texas
yes.
originally
mm-hmm.
and have been there. Tell us about, you know, I always like to ask the majors when they come to Mountain Home, tell us about our community. What have you found unique about this area?
Well, as you said, we came here from Dallas. We really are retired, but we're filling in a gap. And moving from Dallas, Texas to Mountain Home, Arkansas was a real adjustment. But once you adjust to that, it's a good thing. Life is at a slower pace. You don't have the traffic. And I like it.
I had a husband that moved from Dallas, Texas to Mountain Home, Arkansas. So, and he likes the less traffic himself.
Yeah. When you go back there, it's kind of scary.
when you think about in terms of philanthropy, and need in our area. I mean, is the need pretty consistent from area to area throughout this kind of southern region?
Sure it is. And obviously because our population is a lot smaller than, say, Dallas, Texas, the numbers don't match up.
Right.
But the need is still there.
When you work with the community members and you minister to them, how can we best help those that are in need this time of year?
By donating your financial resources, by donating your time to help make this come about. There's going to be hundreds of Angel Tree gifts come in that we've got to sort through and make sure they get to the right child. That's greatly appreciated. And by donating your hours of volunteering.
When you talk about the Angel Trees, remind everybody the process. Like, you know, do you want us to wrap them? Do you want us to bring them unwrapped? I mean, tell, you know, remind everybody the process, because, you know, we get excited this time of year and we want to do everything we can.
The present put a pretty bow on it.
I do not.
The problem with that is when that comes in, we have to unwrap that pretty package to see that it's suitable for this child, a boy or girl, and their age. I'm not saying somebody would buy a gift that's not suitable. That's just our practice. Mm-hmm. We unwrap everything and then make sure that the Angel Tree tag code number goes to the right child. That's how it happens. When you pick a card off of a tree, say you go to Walmart and you pick a card off of that tree, and then you purchase a gift, then we pick that up at Walmart. They're holding it for us there at a designated place. And then we bring it back to the Salvation Army and match the code up with the child. Mm-hmm. And then at the appointment time, the mother will come to the Salvation Army and pick that gift up and take it home. And we hope that they all have a Merry Christmas.
I remember speaking with the Spaldings,
yes,
when they were here. And they would always remind me, said, you know, don't forget those teenagers.
Yes.
You know, and don't forget the older kids, because we see all the angels and we see little 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old boys and girls, and we all want to run out and buy toys and do all that. But a lot of these kids have older siblings, yes, as well.
And they're marked on the application that Mama fills out, anywhere from 12 up. We provide, and we put these large red mesh Christmas stockings on the angel, mm-hmm, trees, and it's marked boy, teen, and then his application number. And the donor will pick that off and fill up that with the suggested gifts, fill up that stocking, mm-hmm, and then the teenagers are not left out. They get something. It's a wonderful thing.
It is. It is. And make sure you keep listening, because we love the tradition of being able to talk about all the angels that are still available on the stations of KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot. And we'll be doing that as we near Angel Tree deadline time. Yeah. Angel Tree deadline time is not Christmas.
No.
We need a couple weeks in there, and you'll be hearing all those specific dates as we move forward. But just be thinking as you start writing out that Christmas list and the things that we all need to do, make sure you put a note on there to keep all the angels in mind. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Major Sarah Branscombe of the Salvation Army. Just a reminder, those angels are ready for you. Go by and pick them up where you can. Deadlines are coming up, all that good stuff. It's Red Kettle season. They still need volunteers. You can register to ring at a very easy website called registertoring.com. Go in there and see what times are still left available to help out with the Red Kettle program. We kicked it off yesterday. We had a good time. I appreciate everybody who came out and supported the Salvation Army. Major Star, I have to ask you, you know, tell me what called you to the Salvation Army. Pretty sure I know the answer to the calling, but what made you decide this was the life for you?
Actually, I met the Salvation Army through the Angel Tree program. I was a young girl being raised by a single parent, my mother, and she was in need, and Salvation Army came to her rescue and provided us gifts through the Angel Tree program. And so I know firsthand what a wonderful program it is. It provided for me and my two siblings. And it's a wonderful program to be able to help and support a family in need, especially at Christmas time.
Still gets to you a little bit.
It does.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I know it must be hard for you to talk about, but to be one of those kids, and I mean, that's a story I've heard before, that, you know, they were an Angel Tree kid and that, yeah, called them to the Salvation,
yeah,
Army. What was it like when you were a child, when you were that angel, waking up on Christmas morning with that gift in front of you?
It was a great thing. Actually, the major of the Salvation Army, this happened in Beaumont, Texas, if some of you out there know where that's at. And he came knocking on our door a few days before Christmas. We had no idea what was going on. We had no idea that he was even aware of this little family. But he came knocking on our door and presented us with a big basket of food and several baskets of toys for three of us kids in that house. And we were like, yay, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, we went on to realize that the Salvation Army was a church. invited us to go to Sunday school and church, and so we jumped on that bandwagon. And I think I was 8 years old, and I am 68 today, so that would make it 60 years ago that I first met the Salvation Army, which changed my life. That's our goal, to change people's lives for the good.
And you met your husband.
And I met my husband at the Salvation Army as well, yeah.
Major Ernie Branscombe, of course. And you two have been working on behalf of the Salvation Army for how many years?
We retired in 2012.
How's that going?
Retirement. We retired in 2012 from active duty, so to speak. And here we are, back at work. Totally unexpected. But we enjoy it. But, you know, there comes a time for everybody to hang it up. And we've enjoyed our, it'll be 2 years in June. Mm-hmm. We've enjoyed that time in Mountain Home.
We've certainly enjoyed having you guys here and all the work that you've done. Were you sent earlier in your career, were you sent to disasters and provided all that? It hasn't always been angel trees for you.
No. We served all 37 years within the state of Texas. And funny that you say that about disaster work. That's been my husband's, Major Ernie. That's been his baby, so to speak. Mm-hmm. He has loved doing disaster work. Still today, he does disaster training for those volunteers. And so he was always deployed on active duty on the front lines. Now, we had two children, so I wasn't free to do that. And so
you were still on the front lines,
yeah,
just not
at
the disaster.
And so I stayed home and managed the office and the ministry and was a mother to those two children while Daddy was away.
Mm-hmm. Ironically, you almost had to go back to your home state and your hometown of Dallas with the tornadoes that happened earlier this month.
Yeah.
I remember talking to Major Ernie about that.
Yeah. We have a house. Our retirement home is 30 miles south of Dallas in a little town called Midlothian. And we have our nephew that lives there as well. And I called him and asked him, hey, would you go check on my house? And he said, oh, relax, it didn't hit this area. So, good.
Just a reminder, all the good stuff that's happening with the Salvation Army, this is the busy time of year. So anything that you can do to help, be it volunteer your time, give of your financial resources, the Salvation Army can certainly put it to good work with all the good work that they do coming up. Register to ring at registertoring.com and help volunteer with the Red Kettles. You'll see all the bell ringers all around town. How many different locations will you have in our area? 15 different locations.
Yeah.
If you can spare a quarter, a dollar, if you have an extra dollar and you can give to a child, letting them participate and be a part of that is really special and a great moment for
teaches
a parent.
Them.
Yep, teaches them. What would you say? What would you say to a young child if you were giving them a dollar? What would you say that that's going for? Just out of curiosity.
I would tell them this is going to go to help a little boy or girl like you. On Christmas morning, they're going to wake up and have something because you gave that dollar in the Red Kettle.
Well said. Can't add anything to that. Hey, we'll see you. You're going to stop by and talk to us as we get closer to Christmas and talk about some more things that are coming up.
I sure will.
Take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.